Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Alicia?
Speaking.
Hi, my name is Sam. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation as well. So before we start,
you're calling from?
National Opinion
yes.
Survey?
From Florida. I don't live in Florida.
No, well, actually, we're calling it's pretty much the whole United States. Hello?
Yes.
Okay. So let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably. Chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
Like 50-50.
50-50. All right. What is your age?
My age?
Yeah, just for statistical purposes.
56.
56? Okay, thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
It's like satisfied.
All right. Now, I'll let you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Here's the first one.
It's like 50.
Black Lives Matter, what's your opinion from 0 to 100?
Sorry.
All right. Your local school board from 0 to 100?
Sixty.
Public school teachers?
70.
Critical race theory or CRT?
40.
Donald Trump?
40.
Public schools?
60.
Thank you. The American Federation of Teachers or AFT?
60.
Public charter schools?
I think 70.
Thank you. And Joe Biden?
30.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
All right. Would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
I think getting better.
Thank you. Now, how important do you think it is for public school to prepare students for each of the following? You can tell me from a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it's very important for public school to prepare students, 5 means that it's somewhat important for public school to prepare students, and a 0 means that it's not important at all for public school to prepare students regarding the topic specifically. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Here is the first one. So embrace American values and be proud American citizens. How important do you think that's it, that school prepares students for that? From 2?
7.
7, okay. Truthfully understand all American history, the good and the bad. From 0 to 10.
6.
Thank you. Help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market.
5.
Our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting.
6.
Thank you. Become more organized and have a structure.
4.
Okay. Provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting.
6.
6. All right. Let me move on to the next one. We're moving on. Right now we are 55% of the survey. We're almost there. So would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public school education?
Can you repeat, please?
No problem. So would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public school education?
I think enough.
Not enough?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
Okay. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT?
How much what? I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? You can tell me a lot, a little, or nothing at all.
Little.
Little, thank you. As you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K through 12 public schools, it's being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Agree.
And would you strongly agree with that or somewhat agree?
Somewhat.
All right. Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A little, a lot, or nothing at all?
Little.
Thank you. Now, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. You can tell me that you strongly agree or disagree or somewhat agree or disagree. Here's the first one. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. So what's your level of agreement there?
Agree.
Strongly agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Next one is, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. What's your level of agreement there? Strongly or somewhat? Agree or disagree?
Strongly.
Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Okay. Thank you. A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. So how much do you agree or disagree with that?
Somehow agree, yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. Moving on to the next one. I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support or oppose, or somewhat support, somewhat oppose. Here's the first one. Adding an ethnic studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum. Do you support or oppose that, and how much do you support or oppose it?
I support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Not strong.
Okay, yeah. Somewhat. Okay. All right.
Next
one is giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school. How much do you support or oppose that? You can tell me strongly or somewhat.
Somehow.
Okay.
Support. Agree. Yeah.
Somewhat support. Okay. Next one is protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. How much do you support or oppose that?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Increasing discipline in schools. How much do you support or oppose that?
Support.
In strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat. Yeah.
Okay. Making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues. How much do you support or oppose that?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Thank you so much. We're moving on right now. So some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum?
And you support.
Do you strongly support or somewhat support that?
Somewhat.
All right. Thank you so much. Now, to almost finish, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument. 5 means it's somewhat convincing argument. And a 0 means that it's not at all convincing argument. You can use any numbers from 0 to 10. Here's the first one. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. For a 0 to 10, how much convincing is this?
4.
4, thank you. Next one is, those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in school are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It is also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? School is the perfect place to have conversation about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. 0 to 10, how convincing is that?
5,
thank you. And last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high, and 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted included LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discussed themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. How convincing is that from 0 to 10?
6.
You said 6? Okay. Thank you so much. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Again, you can tell me strongly or somewhat. So public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. So how much do you support or agree or disagree with that? I'm sorry.
Support somehow.
Somewhat, okay. And teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree with that? And how much do you agree or disagree?
I agree somehow.
Okay. Thank you so much. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Last what?
The last year of schooling that you have completed?
One my education?
Uh-huh, correct. What's the last year of schooling that you completed?
Not finished college.
Okay. Which one of the following best describe your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, student, or a homemaker?
Homemaker.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, a single, separated, divorced, or a widow?
Widow.
Okay, thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Republican.
And would you say that you are a strong Republican or not so strong?
Not so strong.
All right. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
All right. Which of the following best describes your child's or children's school? Public, charter, private, or homeschool?
Public.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
The third one. Moderate.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
Like once a week.
Once a week. Okay. Now, for each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. The first one is a born again, evangelical, or fundamentalist Christian. Does this apply to you or somebody in your house?
No.
All right. And is an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide? Does this apply to you or somebody else?
Yes.
Okay. That applies to you or somebody else?
Somebody else.
Okay.
My daughter. Uh-huh.
Thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
All right. Thank you. Well, that actually was the last question. I really appreciate your time here and patience. Again, I appreciate you. So I hope you have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye.